How are you?
Doing all right. How about y'all?
Good. What'd you get done today out there?
Huh?
What'd you get done today?
We got a good start to the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Buffalo on a Monday night?
It's another great football team we got to go up against. Primetime football. It's another game we got to prepare well for another great football team.
What do they do defensively with guys like Ed Oliver and what do they do defensively that is making so hard to control the game?
They got a lot of playmakers, a lot of athletes in every position. I think they're pretty deep, depth-wise, and they're fast.
Trent, how's the calf doing? I saw you on the injury report last week. Is it limit you at all out there, or is there something that's
asking? Some days better than others. It's all right.
Trent, you mentioned obviously a good team here in Buffalo. They're also in the division. You got two more coming up with them. Mm-hmm. What do you see as the stakes of Monday night, considering you guys are battling for the division and maybe a playoff spot down the road?
I don't think we can put a lot of thought into that. But really, just preparing to go play another football game for us.
Hey Trent, you guys are obviously practicing in the cold. Got the headgear on today.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time of year that your offense should be taking off, in your opinion? It looks like you guys are kind of built around that running game, which say in the bad weather is a good
thing. I say we're steadily improving. Still a lot. Personally, it's still a lot of room to grow, but we'll get there, I think.
The two running backs, Damian and Ramondre, like we said, Damian, last game, sort of follow you in there in the fourth quarter. What do you see from those two guys?
I think it's one of the better 1-2 punches in the league. Both of those guys run tough, run hard, and they make us look good up front.
You like that play when he followed you, and he sort of bounced off you there. So yeah, you got any nickname for him? Like sometimes
nah.
You get to two guys, no, not like a Mac 10 or anything. Speaking of Mac 10, you've been high on him from the start, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about it. How are you sort of seeing him as this weather gets colder and the page turns to these games? Like, what are you seeing from?
I mean, once again, he's a poised younger guy, but he's handling himself well, and I think he'll continue to do so.
They got a lot of continuity on defense, and one guy who's been there the longest, it seems, is Jerry Hughes, rusher from the edge. How often have you gone against him, and what are your impressions of him?
Outside of the last time I was here, I think I played him maybe once before that. So Texas guy is another great football player. But, I mean, I think, this is year 12 for him? I mean, you don't get to play in the NFL that long if you aren't producing at a high level.
Trent, the Bills have had a couple of games where – they've gone against good backs and they've given up a lot of yards. I think it was almost 150 to Derrick Henry, it was almost 200 to Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like you have an opportunity this week going against that run defense?
Well, I think we got to worry about what we do and handle that. You can't really look back at what they did against other teams because, like you guys said, this is a big game, Monday Night Football. We're only two teams that will be playing. And we just got to handle our business.
They've got criticism. They've got some criticism for being quote unquote soft. Does that, when you watch them on film, is that a word that you would use to describe that defense?
Nah, I don't think I would use that for any team in the NFL. Just some days, you have good days, you have bad days. I think that's the best way to put it.